Answers Magazine, Volume 9.2, page 19. Impact. Families make a beeline to the Bible. Every Christian family is concerned about discipleship, training the next generation to walk with God, and teaching children how to give a scriptural defense of their faith. It is not optional, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Participating in the National Bible Bee has helped my family in this effort. Not only has it given us a very effective tool for discipling our family through Bible study, it has stirred up in us a real desire to memorize Scripture. The National Bible Bee was established in 2008 to help families study God's Word together, memorize Scripture, and apply its truths to life. And thousands of young people have benefited so far. In 2013, 5,600 kids registered for this family discipleship, cleverly disguised as a contest. A competition like this was just the motivation that my family needed to jumpstart Bible memorization in our home 6 years ago. It's a team effort, where everyone wins. The heart of the Bible Bee is the summer study program. Over a 12-week period, families gather to dig into a book of the Bible with the program's Sword Study. Broken down into three different age levels with a parent guide, this curriculum makes it easy to engage the whole family in studying God's Word. They study verses together, along with the scripture memory. Each week, the family works on two passages together. By the time they're finished, they'll have more than 50 verses under their belts. Having that truth hidden in our hearts allows everyone in our family to apply God's Word to our lives. Another wonderful benefit has been the relationships we've built with other believers from across the country. To spur your family on, Bible Bee hosts offer fun and motivational programs at local churches, providing encouraging family experiences for all. At the end of the summer, families gather together to celebrate their hard work and compete for prizes and a slot at the National Bible Bee. Spending our summers in the Word is something we will never regret, and the rewards are eternal. Perhaps your church would like to host a local Bible Bee to encourage family discipleship. Do you have any more worthwhile projects planned for this summer? See www.biblebee.org.
Answers and Orphans. At 15, Andrew Harris decided to do something he'd always wanted: support an orphan in a poor country. He just didn't have the resources. An avid reader of Answers magazine, Andrew saw his opportunity when he noticed the fundraising program the magazine offers. This could fulfill two passions in one deed. An avid Bible apologist, he saw a chance to introduce others to this apologetics resource while helping 8-year-old Mikkel Percy through Hope for the World, Albania. That's creative thinking to meet a need. Of course, it's also nice that Andrew chose Answers magazine as part of his solution. Andrew developed his passion for apologetics as he visited church after church with his evangelist father. He realized that many other teens lacked the biblical training he enjoyed. He saw their need and found answers to his own questions, in part through the ministry of Answers magazine. Now, Andrew feels called to be a youth pastor, and he believes that apologetics needs to be an important part of that ministry. A lot of times, in our churches and Christian circles, we just kind of assume they already know that, he says, and we don't need to teach it. But no, they really don't know this stuff, and it is our responsibility. Effective apologetics, like effective evangelism, requires a mix of passion and creativity. That's a lesson we could all learn.
Proclaim the gospel with Hollywood's help. As each new Bible-based movie is announced, Christians speculate whether this time Hollywood will get it right. When Hollywood inevitably gets it wrong, it's tempting to nitpick, to recite a litany of errors to anyone who will listen. But don't miss the opportunity to go deeper. An outraged fault finder won't get far with people. Broadcasting our amazing Bible knowledge isn't what people need. Instead, why not use the moment to highlight the movie's bigger themes and turn the conversation to Jesus Christ? Consider a current movie, Noah, as an example. Certainly, you can find many differences between the screenplay and the historical account. but many elements open avenues to discuss Bible truth. The theme of God's judgment to punish man's corruption and violence is inescapable. People love talking about movies and sharing their opinions, so get the conversation started. Once you start talking about these loftier themes, it's easy to put them into the overall context of God's plan for redemption. Did God really judge the world? Will He judge us again? Is there any escape? The turning point in your conversation will be the movie's positive lesson. The flood narrative doesn't end with judgment. In the movie trailer, when asked, "Is this the end of everything?" Noah answers, "The beginning of everything." What a beautiful statement of hope. The central point of the biblical account is God remembered Noah. Our faithful Creator focused His attention on Noah and graciously kept His promise to end the flood. See Making the Most of the Message on page 64. You can discuss how both judgment and redemption occur simultaneously. For example, the same fountains of the deep that brought judgment to the earth buoyed up the ark, saving Noah and his family. The Bible depicts Christ as both the judge of the world, Acts chapter 17, verse 31, and the fountain of living water, John chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. People love insightful comments that enrich their movie experience. We often hope that a Bible adaptation will send moviegoers to the Bible for more background. So why not lead them there ourselves? Next time a new Bible blockbuster comes out, invite a friend to join you, and then stop for coffee or a snack to discuss the experience. Take time to listen and draw out your friend's reactions. Then use the opportunities God provides to gently point out the truth. Keep your eyes open. You'll find lots of opportunities.